Winter blues, man.
Yeah.
You know what has the winter blues?
No.
My monitor.
Uh-oh.
No, but seriously, somehow it just decided to get super blue, and I haven't calibrated it yet.
All right. Are we using this?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Fine. Hello and welcome to episode 409 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on, Adam?
Pro D Day for the kids. Home from school again. That's messing up my me day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate when the kids do that. You look forward to that all week.
Yeah.
You're going to have coffee in your underwear.
Yeah. Well, I can still do that.
Well, no, I mean, yeah. To be clear, you're going to drink coffee whilst wearing your underwear only.
Right.
You're not going to put coffee. I don't like to mix things. Like, I think it was a misplaced modifier there, and so all the English majors out there are going to call me on it. I don't want to hear about it on Twitter, guys.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful.
Yay.
We had winter showed up, and then summer again. Remember how I've been talking? We've had the extendo summer.
Yeah,
just never ends. Like, when's Alan gonna knock it off? And so then it came. It went from 24, Dad, right down to zero, and it snowed.
Wow!
So that was exciting. And then it went away, and now it was 20 again today. So it worked out.
How was Halloween in Germany?
It was good. We had a good time. We did. We actually had our annual Halloween party, which I took no pictures of the Halloween party itself.
Okay.
Have you ever hit the wall and you're just like, meh?
Yeah, all the time, daily.
Oh, I just didn't feel like it. We got all set up and I was gonna set up a remote flash in the window of my office, which overlooks the front yard where the party was gonna be. It was an outside party this year.
Yeah.
And we had, like, you know, a fire out there, fog machine going, we had music and whatnot, and I set a flash up to fire out the window, and that would light up, you know, the whole area, and then I was just like, you kids don't deserve me. I don't mean my kids, I mean the neighborhood kids. You guys, you don't deserve this.
Right.
Come back when you've earned it.
Yeah.
So I took pictures of my kids, at Halloween, which I think I posted. I posted a picture of my son because I was particularly pleased with his vampire attitude. He was so excited to be a vampire this year. And so we even decided to darken his hair for some reason. But there's a shot of my son enjoying vampire.
Nice.
Mm. He was just thrilled. Just thought it was the greatest of all time. So, I think we bought the costume on Amazon, which is a lie. But if you do want to buy things, buy them on Amazon, click through our site and help us out.
Okay. Yeah. We bought Jack's, Stormtrooper costume.
Right. I finally bought that bed. I finally pulled the trigger on buying my son a bed. So half of it arrived today. The slats part of it.
Yeah.
We bought him the sprung slats. And then the bed will come later. So he's excited, but he doesn't know why. Because there's no bed yet, but he really wants to set up the slats, evidently.
Right. He can feel the impending bed excitement.
Yes. He's pretty jazzed. Okay. But right now, he's sleeping on some milk crates in the backyard. So he's pretty... I can understand his excitement.
Okay.
All right. What else is going on? Oh! Big moment in my life, my daughter's life. Hit a nice little milestone.
Okay.
She was called her first name at school.
Nice.
Like, somebody made fun of her name.
Okay.
And as you can imagine, most of the kids here in Germany, their last name is Meyer, Brown, or, you know, just the standards.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Attridge, not really a common name. In fact, the only ones. There's only four of us in, you know, probably all of Germany for all I know. So they were calling her, instead of Attridge, they were calling her Arschtrick? I forget now. Arschtrick, which means ass kick.
Oh, nice.
They were calling her ass kick, which she was all upset. And I said, no, that sounds awesome to me. So she was devastated. I talked her out of it. I said, hey, you got a great name. What are you worried about? They're all named Brown. Hey, Schmidt.
Yeah. I remember.
What does that rhyme with?
I remember a similar thing with Jack a few years ago, but his was not making fun of his last name. It was just kind of like they were calling him Jackie Jack or something like that he thought was very babyish. But once, you know, you give them a reaction, they just continue to call it to him for days. And then he came home one day and he was kind of upset about it. And I said, just no reaction, And guess what? It will go away within a couple of hours, if not a day, but they want a reaction. And turns out exactly what happened. After a day when you don't get upset, they never bother with it again.
Exactly. I tried to even go further than that and just say, hey, wear this one with pride, because they all have boring names.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There you go.
Sure.
So, Netflix. You have Netflix, right?
I do.
Did you watch the first season of Making a Murderer?
I did.
Did you watch the second season?
No, I watched the very first episode of it, and I was just like, meh.
Yeah, okay, that's what we should have done. I ended up watching it sort of on principle, like, okay, I thought, okay, it has to get better. No, I was wrong, it did not.
Okay, and that's kind of in my head what I decided, was that I'm just so boring the first episode that I thought, man, if they really put this all together and decided this is the one that's going to grab you and pull you in, they did a very poor job with it. So And I didn't read any reviews or anything. I just also haven't heard a single person talk about it until you just did. So I kind of figured that it was a bit of a whole blown opportunity.
I don't know anybody involved. I don't hang around the Netflix offices very much anymore. But My feeling is that the filmmakers, the relatively unknown filmmakers from the first time around, sold their relatively unknown documentary to Netflix for a fixed price, and then it blew up. Like, I mean, it was a massive, massive hit for Netflix. And so I'm guessing they didn't get any back end on the deal, and thus kind of had to make their money on this version. So they probably came back to them and said, okay, great. We're going to, we'll get a season two. You'll get a lot more money out of it. And there's enough content here for about 90 minutes. And I'm not joking, like 90 minutes, maybe 2 1-hour episodes, maybe. And they run with it. It's drawn out. It's upsetting how drawn out it is.
How many episodes are there? I didn't even check.
It's like 10 1-hour episodes.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, surely there has to be something. I mean, to this, they wouldn't go to all it. No, they did. They went to all the trouble, and they drew it right out. And I could tell in the first one that you're talking about, I can tell
was
the way
so
it was
drawn
shot.
Out. Yeah. Well, and also just, you know, they're showing people doing reenactments with dummies for like 10 minutes at a time, right, where they're like, oh, there's no way the blood could have gone here. And then you watch some elderly guy, you know, throw a dummy back and forth across a car 28 times. Yeah, no, it was horrible. So yeah,
So go ahead and skip the rest.
Okay, good.
I'll, spoiler alert, he's still in jail.
Okay.
However, I do want to give a shout out to people I don't know. The people who shot this, the people specifically who shot all the B-roll, all the cover footage, all the aerials, I tip my hat to you. You did a great job trying to shoot motion picture of inanimate objects is mind-numbingly difficult. Like, it is so boring to sit there and try to shoot something and make it look good, like a rack focus here or pull off of one part and pan onto the other, pan and tilt and move it around. And it is, I've done this. I've had to do this kind of job. I've done it like when I go to England with Carola and the group, and I then we shoot all the stuff that all the action, and that's fun and that's easy to shoot because you know stuff's happening, and then you have to go and shoot the car, but you can't shoot the car on the track. You have to shoot the car while it's sitting, you know, in the paddock, and you can't. It can't look like it's in the paddock, so you have to go and shoot the gear shift, and then the shot of the steering wheel, and then the steering wheel to the gear shift, and it is mind numbing, almost as mind numbing as my description of it right now.
Right.
So they because they drew this thing out as long as I've drawn this analogy out, they had to shoot so much B-roll, and they did a very good job. So hats off to you guys.
Good job.
No one's going to see it, though. That's the kicker. That's you worked so hard, and nobody's going to see it because no one's getting past episode 2.5.
Right.
Okay, well, I hope the people at Netflix don't hear this. we'll see. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did. I actually shot a bit of video. I shot hockey video. I decided that... You know, I've done a bunch of stills for my kids' hockey team, and I thought, you know, just being that it's so dark in arenas, and again, I'm happy with the photos that I've gotten, and everybody seems to like them, and I thought, I'm going to do something different, and I'm going to try shooting some video. So, we were in an arena in New Westminster this past weekend, and just, I hadn't been in the arena before, but when I got in there, I thought, oh, this is going to be a good spot for video, because the glass was, it didn't
Queen's Park?
No, a different arena. I'm trying to think of what it was called. It doesn't matter, but it didn't have the partitions between the glass. So it was all kind of like the glass just kind of went one to the next. So you didn't have any problems with, needing to, when you were panning across, catching all the little metal bars or anything. So I thought, oh, this will be great for video. So I actually used the 70-200. I was thinking, I wish I had brought the 50, but I didn't decide ahead of time that I was going to do video. And when I saw the setup, I thought, oh, I'm gonna use the 70-200. The 85 was just a little bit too tight. I was going to kind of stand in the corner of the rink and shoot, you know, the offensive zone. So just really wanted to capture some goals and, you know, didn't want to film the whole game or anything. I just wanted to get some of the good action spots. So I used the 70-200 mostly at the 70 millimeter end and yeah, just handheld and shot video. And I was pretty happy with how it turned out. Fortunately we crushed the other team. And in the first period at the end that I was standing in, I think we scored 9 goals. So,
nice.
Yeah. So I had a lot of goals, caught there. And then I just basically stopped after that. And I thought, oh, okay, I'm just going to, you know, trim these down to like the 7 or 8 seconds before each goal. And then I'm going to overlay like a voiceover commentary, like it's on TV. And I think the kids and the parents will get a kick out of this. And that's what I did. And then it's funny, I sent the link out to the couple of coaches, and then that night they all our kids and the coaches' kids and stuff, they're all friends, so they trick-or-treated together. And unbeknownst to me, like I just sent the link off to a few people, but the kids had all watched it at their trick-or-treating Halloween party before they went out. And they were loving the commentary because I was giving them little nicknames like Langer and Schwartzy
let me guess, his name is Lang.
Yeah, and giving them like, you know, a big excited sort of like goal scoring announcement. I'm sure familiar to you with European soccer. So I got pretty excited on the voiceover. And anyway, so just it cut it down to about a minute and then sent that off. And I think I'm going to do it again next time this weekend. They've got a game and I think I'm going to try the 50 millimeter. And I'm going to use the tripod. And I actually didn't even know what the tripod I have has a little nice smooth panning sort of surface for it. So I thought, oh, I think I can do this with a 50 mil and just be just right. I think the 70 mil is still a little bit too tight. It's great if you had 3 cameras working on this, but as one camera, I think the 50 millimeter would be a better happy medium.
The one of the other issues with the 70-200, while good, any panning motion amplifies the jello effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what you get at 50 millimeters, it's a lot less.
And I didn't really notice it much in terms of the jello effect, but I tended to cut all the video where, you know, like most of it's like a kid coming in from the blue line. He's got a scoring chance. And so I don't have to pan back and forth very much. I'm just sort of more focused on one. And there was one good kind of tic-tac-toe passing play that it just all happened to be more or less in the center of the frame that I was shooting. So I didn't have to go back and forth. But yeah, anything where the puck, I found it very hard to track it going side to side. Like if a defenseman shot it down to a guy in the corner, like I couldn't keep up with it with the 70-200 lens. So I think the 50 millimeter overall will just be a better choice for hockey, in my opinion, especially standing close to the glass like I was.
Cool. So, and we'll talk a little bit about some settings that might make your life a little easier too, with the bright lights and the dark and whatnot. We'll talk about contrast and whatnot. I mean, you're editing this with iMovie?
Yeah, I just used iMovie.
Just as good. It's a great program.
It worked well. And just for what I wanted to do, I didn't even tweak the video at all. I just left it as is. I basically, you know, overexposed a little bit for the ice so that I could keep the skin tones in somewhere in the middle. So the ice gets overexposed a little bit, but yeah, it looked good. And the white balance, I just went with auto and it was perfectly fine. It was the color, the color temperature in there suited it. Some arenas are very blue. This was not. This was more more reddy orange. So I was happy with how it looked. And that lens, as much as it's, you know, probably not best suited as a dedicated video lens, wow, it's sharp and it looks really good. Even in 720, like I put it on my 55-inch TV and watched it after. And I just thought, this is so cool. Like, it's so far have we come from the old, you know, tiny little camcorder days where this video would look like nothing, or you wouldn't even be able to tell who was doing what. You know, I mean, I was able to do the commentary without seeing numbers or anything, because I mean, I can recognize every kid, and if not, even sometimes see the name on their helmet. That's how close you're getting.
It's a pretty good time to be a kid, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you'll send me the link and I'll have a look at that, I'm sure, offline.
Sure.
All right. We had, I got a phone call from the kindergarten the other day. You got to come down and get your son. He split his lip open.
Okay.
That doesn't sound, the fact that they're calling me is not good. They don't call. So I hustled down there and the kid, and sure enough, I had a look and daddy knew, yeah, you're getting zipped up, kiddo. It was pretty deep gash on his lip. And, so we went and took him down to the doctor, and he got his first zippers. He's been cut open before where he's had the glue they do.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he actually needed stitches. So he got 3 stitches on his lip, came home, and I just so happened that I had the white background set up for just some other job. And I said, all right, buddy, first thing we do, we walk in the house right down to the studio and you're getting your lip photo. So there he is, smiling away with his 3 stitches.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he might have been a little bit proud. So, but the good news is the doctor did a really great job. We took him to an oral surgeon, and he put a couple extra stitches in, and it looks really good. By now, it's actually a few days later now, it's gone completely. You can't even tell. So he's good looking again.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's just nice to have the studio set up at all times, because there's no way, like I you must have had stitches a few times when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I did. I don't have any photos like this from when that happened.
No, I do not either.
Yeah, so there's that. So we shot that, and then it was Halloween time, so we did some arts and crafts. There's my son. I don't even know why I included this photo, because the 24-105 was kicking around, and there he is. Massively concentrating on drawing some pumpkins. Oh, he's into it. He is. His concentration is amazing. Nothing short of amazing. And then, of course, we carved the pumpkins this year, and so I had my requisite pumpkin shot.
Right. Yeah.
Which I'm not that proud of. I'm not happy with what happened here. Although I am proud that I used 5 strobes on this.
Wow.
I put one strobe in each pumpkin, and then one in behind, kind of just letting him up from behind, and with the smoke machine. And so this should have been way cooler than it is, except this was late in the evening, and my wife was really impatient about hey, it's dinner time. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Until finally I said, fine, I'm just using this one. The end.
Okay.
So, dear, this one is on you.
Yeah.
And I don't call her dear unless it's passive aggressive and I'm angry.
Right.
So, there you go. Anyway, that was the our pumpkins this year for Halloween.
Nice.
All right. Photo challenge. Let's get right into the photo challenge. This week is our monthly photo challenge. Easy for me to say. For October, October monthly challenge was broad lighting. Sort of your idea, I think.
No, it was your idea. I did.
Well,
I,
you did. Yeah.
You made us do this one.
Who did last month's?
I believe it was me.
That was you, short lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in that respect, I kind of had, you had to see broad lighting coming. So, I'll take a 49% on this one.
Okay.
51 is you. So.
All right.
There's that. Anyways, broad lighting, and let's go through and in no particular order. Let's have a look at all five. Count them five. Yeah, that's not that good.
No, that's low. I'm going to say even for us, that's low.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. First up is JC Russo. This one gave me nightmares.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, I'm sure it's Halloween themed.
Sure it is.
Why did you have this stuff? I mean, did you dress up for Halloween?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, I did. I
used to when the kids were little, but my kids are older, and I worked on Halloween, and yeah, so it's all different now.
Yeah, it's funny the how you go through the different phases where, like, you're a kid, you dress up. And then you sort of, when you get older, you sort of stop for a bit. And then you start going to parties and you really dress up. And then, you know, you dress up with the kids. But I there's probably only a limited number of times I'll dress up. But I went as good old lumberjack again. Which I haven't actually done in about 4 or 5 years. 4 years. Probably 4 years. But it's the old standby. Like, if I don't have anything, it's just, all right, get the lumberjack out.
Yeah, that's the go-to.
What's the go-to? That one or Belushi from Animal House? I have both of those on, just ready to go, like, behind glass. Just break the glass and put them on. You're good to go if I can't think of anything. And so this year was lumberjack. So, but I have that kicking around. And the kicker is, too, whenever you do that, it's the same old joke every time from the Germans. Oh, I thought you were going to dress up. I get it. You know, I'm Canadian. We're all lumberjacks. Pass the maple syrup. I get it.
Okay.
We actually had a fire outside, though, so it didn't hurt that when most people showed up, I was legitimately cutting wood for the fire. So, look good. Anyways, point being, I have good reason to have a flannel shirt kicking around the house. I want to know what with this leather bird mask. I want to know the story here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I feel like it's some sort of weird movie prop.
Okay.
Or maybe part of an underground cult or something.
Yeah. Okay, so JC Russo, let us know.
Okay.
What and so he says right there, it's the plague doctor, which I'm not sure is that. My family abandoned me for Halloween. Yeah, no kidding. No, I get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what do you think of this? Besides the creepy bit, which is supposed to be creepy.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. It's interesting, and the lighting is interesting, and the costume is interesting, and the background, everything. It's cool looking.
Definitely broad lighting. I like the lighting. I like the sort of subdued contrast in this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Looks like he's brought up the blacks a little bit, brought up the shadows, instead of going the other way and crushing them, which they looks like they'd be dark anyways. And he says he's added a little bit of fog from a can of atmosphere aerosol.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do like it. I like the texture in the background. I mean, this is black on black, yet he still sticks out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So, good job. All right, next up. This is K. James Photog. I happen to know that this is his first submission. He happens to be the guy who got married on the Corolla cruise.
Oh, wow.
So I shot his wedding. So there you go.
Awesome.
No extra points for that, though.
Okay.
So this is it. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, broad lighting. What's going on here?
Is this his wife or?
No, I'll be very impressed, actually. No, he does senior portraits. So I believe this, assuming she's in high school. So thanks for making it weird, Adam.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Is this broad lighting?
That's the one thing I was going to bring up. I don't think it is.
Yeah. I would call this short lighting, just being that, you know, her face, left side of her face, camera right, is underlit, and that seems to be the closer to the camera side, although it's pretty much an even split. So
this one is almost, it is almost, you can see by the catch lights. I had to go in and look closely at the catch lights, and you can see that the light is indeed camera left, and it is wrapping around. So I mean, the sheer fact that it is camera left means it is short lighting, although it is almost dead on.
Right.
And wrapping around. So the fact that her ear on her shadow side is being lit. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, I can see the confusion. I would classify this as short lighting, even though it's pretty much head on, if anything, but, still a good photo, really well lit. Nice. Yeah. We only have 5 entries this month, so we're not going to, you know, you show up with unlit photo, you're still getting in.
Yeah.
You know, we're not having a fake line outside the nightclub here.
Okay. All right.
But no, very well balanced with the background.
Yeah.
And very nice composition. And I've never seen a photo with a big giant smile that I've said, "Nah, looks great."
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up is Marion Maid, not his kid, by the way.
I know, I see that you wrote a special congratulations that was
denied. Well, no, there was question marks.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I was like, you know, well, congratulations on A, being a good photographer, or B, did you go ahead and have another kid?
Right.
So, turns out no. So, still congratulations. Good photo.
It's a good photo. Yeah. Like the photo. And it is a more sort of typical example of broad lighting.
Okay. Now my monitor, like I told you, I'm having monitor issues, and so it is appearing a little blown out to me, but I am in no way should I be the benchmark for what.
No, it doesn't look right. Again, not that I'm a better benchmark, but on my monitor it's not blown out.
I really legitimately, I have a calibration in my future in the next couple of days. Like, it's gotten really bad. And so it's good to know that it's not blown out. A little nice contrast, like I'm seeing on the shadow side, I'm seeing a lot of detail in the mm-hmm. shadows, and then it still falls off to black. So, and I know that shooting that infant photography is not easy by any means. And so this looks really nice, very well lit. I like how it falls off to black.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice. Mm-hmm. And definitely warrants. This is one of those situations where I think broad lighting is called for. I mean, a lot of times with people, my go-to is short lighting, but this case, broad lighting really works.
Agreed.
All right. Next up is a picture of your mother-in-law.
Wow. Can't believe you went there. She's actually downstairs too today.
Is she really?
Yeah.
It seemed like a joke from the 70s that I should trot out. I'll bet you they used it on I Dream of Jeannie. Yeah. Isn't that always the case? The mother-in-law is always the scary Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your case, the East, but obviously, but so that's Galway Viewfinder. We got Out of the Wild Sky, Magnus Parade, Galway. I recognize a couple of those words, but I have no idea what this means.
No, it looks like it is a parade of some sort.
Yeah, with your mother-in-law. So why don't you ask her? I'll wait while you go downstairs and ask her what's going on here.
Okay, all right, just give me a minute.
All right, so is this broad lighting?
Appears so, yeah.
Okay, who's lighting it?
I'm not sure. I'm guessing the photographer, or maybe the street lights. I don't know. It looks like there's catch lights in the eye of the monster, but I can't zoom in close enough to figure out where what those catch lights are.
Mm-hmm.
Can you? Can you tell?
Not really.
No. So I probably not lit by the photographer. Probably like some ambient light that's helping to light the parade.
Which, as we're going to find out later, is not entirely offside. But okay. All in all, good shot. Probably not going to go in your portfolio.
Probably not.
No. But thank you for participating. All right. Next up, Pixelscaper.
Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah. I'm honestly looking for ways to rip on this. Can't do it.
Yeah, no, this is pretty awesome. And this is definitely...
Why is it awesome? What is awesome about it?
Well, the light is great. Like the light in and the model, the way it's hitting the model, the angle, the car, the texture, the clouds, like just everything. There's nothing here, just where they've put the model in the frame. And I mean, I like everything about this photo, and this is sort of, you know, makes me think like this could be in a magazine. This could be on a billboard. This is pretty awesome. So maybe I'm going to go as far to say maybe one of the best, submissions that I've seen from a listener, as far as a photo goes.
I agree. Wholeheartedly, and for a number of reasons. One is this appears to be shot, he says it's a 5D Mark III or Mark Lil, maybe. It could be a typo.
Yeah. The little Mark III, it's the baby brother.
It's a little handheld thing. It's like a spy cam. But I'm going to go ahead and say, like, if you had to guess the lens on this, definitely not the 70 to 200, not a 50.
No.
What lens would you go with?
Like a
focal length?
35 maybe, or a 24, like something wider angle, yeah, is what it looks like to me. Yeah.
I'm going to ballpark this at around 28. I thought it was 35 maybe, but it feels even a little bit wider. So this could be it could be a zoom lens, could be the 28 to 70, at which point he's shooting it at the 28 end of it, or it could be the dedicated 28 mil. More likely in my head, without knowing Pixelscaper, or Pixels Caper, maybe he's doing a caper with pixels, we don't know. I'm going to guess he's shooting this with a 28 to 70 f/2.8.
Okay, that's a really nice lens, right?
Yes, but he's not shooting at 2.8. Do you have a smoke detector, a smoke alarm going off?
No, it's the little beep beep from my front door. Someone's going in and out of the house, so whenever door goes opens, it goes
okay. Da-da-da. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
There
you go, listeners.
Good hearing, because that's pretty remote, but yeah.
Yeah, I just get annoyed easily.
So. Okay, all right.
I'm looking for stuff. So yeah, so this is typically a shot. When you shoot people, you don't tend to shoot them at the wide angle like this, yet this one really works. And this is a great example of why you should do this every now and then. And then including all of the car and the way it goes off in the background. So let's say it was shot with a 28 to 70 2.8 lens. This was not shot at 2.8. I'm going to say this was probably shot closer to f/8.
Yeah.
Which at 28 mils is going to leave everything in focus. The sky there's just enough detail to keep it, but not too much to where it looks fake. The lighting on her is fantastic, the way it wraps around her face. This is one of those situations which we're at a photo challenge will come up in the next couple of weeks where this is lit but does not look lit. And I'm guessing I haven't even seen the colors. I'm going to go ahead and say that this car is blue, though, like a faded, rusty old blue. I don't know why. It's just my feeling. Still, black and white was probably the right choice here.
Yeah.
So all in all, love the shot. Whether it was broad lighting, short lighting, happens to be broad lighting, it's irrelevant. This is a great photo.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So it's a good thing that we had this submission here, because this just saved the monthly photo challenge.
Yeah, we're going to rename it the monthly photo challenge, brought to you by Pixelscaper.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's have a look at our submissions. Why don't you go first? Because I have like 19 and I'm just going to blow through mine. But and you can all just stay outside. Whoever's coming and going, just go ahead and stay outside in the car.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is your son with stormtrooping.
Stormtrooper costume. Yeah. In the backyard with the black background and the smoke machine. I was inspired by your photo. Now, in my head, when I shot this, he gave me about, I don't know, 13 and a half seconds.
And why? Why do our kids do this? Do all their friends have photographers with studios in their basement?
I really hated him in this whole moment. I mean, I set the whole thing up in the backyard. I had the smoke machine and everything already. I showed a picture of my setup. My setup probably took 20 minutes, and my allowance for photo taking was about, yeah, I'd say 32 seconds. So I took about six different photos with him. He wanted the mask down, which was fine. And he had this little Nerf gun thing that he wanted to use. So I said, fine, but I wanted the photo to be with the mask up. So he finally allowed me to take one with the mask up. And I have the big softbox, the Paul Buff softbox camera left. And I mm-hmm. was trying to broad light him, and then he turned a little bit, and so it ended up being less broad lit than I had anticipated. And then he was like, "All right, we're done," and he bolted. And then I just gave up, and I'm like, "Okay, well, the intent here was to be more broadly lit than it actually appears." So it's again one of those ones that ends up being more 50-50. As far as,
well, I was gonna bring it up. This is short lighting. Now, it's funny you say that, because I actually had the exact same experience. But carry on.
Well, so I just decided that, okay, rather than, because I wanted to tie it in with Halloween, and I wasn't going to just do a quick actual broad light photo and call it my photo challenge, because I wanted to say, hey, this is a monthly challenge, and I tried to go the extra mile, and it just didn't pan out for me. So you can see there is the makings of a broad lit, well done photo, but I'm willing to take my lumps and say I fell short. Now, I did include the photo of him with the stormtrooper helmet on, the one that he wanted to mm-hmm. enter into the challenge. And
that
again,
is broad lighting.
This one's more broadly lit. I did not like the fact that, I mean, this is any stormtrooper, although I guess he's the only stormtrooper with the green Nerf gun. But what I wanted to mention about this photo is this is a mask, right? Just one of the cheap kids' plastic masks. So his mm-hmm. his head and his ear stick out behind the mask. So what he wanted to see the photo afterwards, and so I was editing, and I showed him the photo, and he said, "You know what you should do, Dad? You should Photoshop out my hair and my ear, and then it'll look like I'm actually wearing the photo or the stormtrooper helmet, and that would look way better." And turns out he was right. So here's
whoa. You know what you should have done, son? Is sat still for 14 seconds instead of 13.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, and I said, "Well, why would I want to do that now?" And he said, "Well, I'd kind of like to put that picture in my room." And I said, "Okay, then I'll Photoshop out your hair and your ear." And so you see, the photo does look pretty cool with his eyes that you can sort of just see in behind the mesh background of the mm-hmm. mask. Yeah, so not bad for $30 on Amazon, that stormtrooper costume.
That is pretty cool. And the photo of your son, well, you don't get to win it merely on a technicality, because he did turn a little bit, and thus the
Still
be broad lit.
It's close, yeah.
You can make a case for broad lighting here.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I do think it is more lit on the, but is he's facing so head on to the camera that's where it becomes difficult to decide. Plus there's lighting coming in from his back that's, you know, basically was used to help draw him from the background and light the smoke that's catching his cheek and then makes it look like that side of his face is a little bit lit as well. So my brain has a hard time figuring out what this is, but I do like the photo. So that's where we're at. I don't know if it qualifies for broad lighting. The effort was there.
I think you're 2 degrees off of being broad lit, technically. Yeah. But I don't. But on the other hand, you know that the far ear is in shadow. Ah,
but
you're making it difficult.
And I'm not even sure. Is that the far ear? That's the thing. Is it's so level, that shot.
But no, that should be the front ear, actually.
But this is where, I mean, again, in everyday photo taking. I mean, I don't care, right? Like, I like the I like the photo, broad, short, whatever. I wouldn't really spend any time thinking it has to be one or the other in this situation. So maybe we've just highlighted an important
I'm going to make a judgment call, though. I'm making a ruling.
Okay.
And this is short lighting, strictly because if you look at his chin,
okay,
and you look at his mandible, you can see 2 millimeters more of his left mandible than his right.
Okay.
And his body position gives it away. His body position is clearly leaning towards short lighting.
Right.
So that his hips don't lie. Shakira was right.
Okay, so I'm disqualified.
Well, your son is disqualified. So I ran into the same thing. Let's have a look at mine. First of all, look at mine. Mine, I'm just going with the shot of my son by the tree, which is just everything is lit. For good reason. Now, this was not lit. I did not like this. This was Mother Nature, but I made sure I positioned him so that he was being broad lit by the sun.
Okay.
Okay. So, from a broad lighting perspective or just from a photo perspective, let's just discuss this photo.
It's good. I like it.
It's just fine. Now, it is fine. It is broad lighting.
Yeah.
Your photo features better lighting, although not technically broad, as we just established. So mine meets the technical criteria.
Okay.
And it is a good photo, but I don't know if it's worthy of being a monthly challenge.
Okay. Too easy?
Well, not too easy. I mean, I did pick this out specifically, and we had a window of about 60 seconds to take this before the sun fell off, you know, behind the hill. And so this was all very, very well planned and et cetera, et cetera. You know, but I did use Mother Nature to do the lighting. And this was the last shot I took. I took multiple images, which I'll just kind of blow through them quickly. But the one of them that I liked the best was my son in the jacket without the toque.
Okay.
Now, this was lit. This was 100% lit. This was after the sun had gone down. There was still a little bit of ambient light, sort of flat ambient light. But I brought a flash out and fired it off and fully intended on broad lighting him. And then he kept, for some reason, kept turning and facing that direction, rendering himself 100% short lit.
Right.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this. He was supposed to look the other way.
Right.
But something was doing it. And honestly, the photo looked better him looking this way.
Okay.
And so in the end, I said, all right, we'll forget it. I'm not going to get broad lighting today. Moving on with my day.
Gotcha.
So while I like this, doesn't qualify. And so then he was out together the next day. He was out playing with his friend out in the street, jumping in mud puddles. And the ambient light looked pretty cool. Again, it was falling off this kind of blue, sort of misty light. And so I ran outside, brought a couple flashes out, and said, here we go, I'm going to broad light you. And then, so I shot a photo of him. This is the one of him looking at the camera with a kind of a goofy smirk on his face.
Yeah.
This is broad lighting. And it's not very good.
No, I don't like that one.
It's just kind of, it's a photo. It's broad lit. Is this your monthly challenge? Come on. Give your head a shake, dude.
Right.
So I didn't want to include that one. And then, about 10 minutes later, the sun's going down and we're getting the sky's lighting up on the other direction. Turn the camera around and I figure, all right, here, I'm going to shoot a photo. I'm going to get the umbrella out and I'm going to shoot a photo of him against the sky and broad light him. And it looks cool.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fit. It doesn't look, this is not a photo. This looks like something like this. You're working too hard.
Yeah. A little bit too hard. Yeah. It still looks cool though.
It looks cool. It does. Like I have a half CTO on the flash to kind of give him that orange glow. But where's this light coming from? We know the light's coming in from behind.
Yeah,
it's the sunset. So this is 100% lit. You'd never light this broad light like this. You might, I don't know. Compare this to the shot, the photo of the girl in the car.
Yeah.
And
that one's better.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden it's like, wait a second, who should have the podcast?
Yeah. Maybe he does have a podcast.
We'll try to submit these photos and he'll be like, no, thank you. You like good. Turn up the good, turn down the suck knob.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was my experience with broad lighting. I don't do it very often And that's why.
You tried, though. You tried.
I made a huge effort, which is even more upsetting that I failed. Makes me one pathetic loser. Okay. There we go. I'm going to retire broad lighting.
Okay, me too.
Put that down. Monthly challenge for next month. So that was October monthly challenge. November's monthly challenge is going to be fall colors. Do you still have them?
It's been really raining really hard for the last little bit, so I think maybe we do, but haven't seen this
okay
in a couple days. So,
because we haven't had them, because I told you the crazy weather, and then all of a sudden some may have shown up if we get any. I'm not sure. It's just a weird time. But normally I would have done October challenge would have been fall colors, but it got pushed. It's getting pushed back. So fall colors, if we have any, that's for November. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram, and we'll discuss them in December. Challenge for next week is Bounce Flash.
Great.
I'm going to broad light mine.
Sure.
Doubt it. All right, websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com or the two of us at TwoHosers.com. We can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.